Hey everybody, this is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. I got a friend that's a bit of a conspiracy theorist, and I'm starting to think his conspiracy theorist tendency kind of almost rubbed off of me a little bit till I caught myself, and I'll talk about that in this show, okay? Okay, let's get started. All right, this is episode number 174, and like I said, I have a friend of mine who's a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, and his conspiracy theorist tendencies kind of almost rubbed off of me a little bit, because we all know people that have conspiracy theories on TV, the flat earth and all that kind of stuff. People think everybody's against you, and some of the stuff is true and some of the stuff isn't, okay? But it starts to rub off on you on your regular everyday life, and it kind of got me too. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Had to get my car inspected, and we all have the same thing. You get your car inspected, and for the most part, if your car is in pretty good condition, it's going to be $100 or whatever it is, whatever the normal price is in whatever country or whatever state you're in, whatever it is. And you know, if it's at that price, it means your car is sound. There's no problems. You're just paying for the service and you're the heck out of there. And a lot of times, if your car is in really good shape, you could literally be out of there in 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how many technicians are working, right? But the thing is, you ever notice that even though you know your car is in good shape, there's a part of you that sits in the lobby waiting for them to fix your car, and you're kind of like an expected father back in the day when they didn't let the father into the room with the mother, or you're sitting there like you're waiting to find out what's happening in an election. You're sitting there, and sometimes I remember one time I was sitting there, I could actually see them looking at my car, and I saw them talking, and they were making faces as if something was wrong, and I'm like, what the heck? I had my car checked. I was pretty much coming in here, and I thought this was going to be a walk in the park. Why do I feel, and I'm feeling nervous, and they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and I'm going, oh no, right? And the guy comes out, and then he says the price, and it's the price that is just listed, which means there was nothing wrong with the car. And I'm going, you guys were in there, the way you guys were talking, the way you were looking, I thought there was something wrong with my car. You had this look on your face, and the guy goes, oh no, that guy just had a fight with his wife, and I had a fight with my wife last night, and we were just exchanging notes. Nothing wrong with your car, Mr. S. Huck, yuck, yuck, yuck. But I was nervous. And this is the same thing with this car, this time. I had a person I know is a mechanic go over the car. So I knew everything was sound. I knew all the lights, the brakes, I knew all that was right. But still, I was nervous. I take the car to the inspection place. They call me back a couple hours later because there were some cars in front of me. Mr. S, come get your car. They tell me the price, and it's the exact price as if there was nothing wrong with the car, which I expected, but I was still a little nervous. I'm driving around the car and everything's great. And then it starts shaking a little bit and the check engine light starts flashing and I have to turn around. I was supposed to be someplace. I had to turn the car around. I drove back to my place. I called my friend who fixed his cars. He came running over there. And as it turns out, oh no, I thought it was something serious. Oh no, I was nervous. Oh no, it just needs a tune up. One of the spark plugs was acting wacky. So now I got to replace something. Now I'm replacing all 6 spark plugs. The heck with that. But my conspiracy theorist friend, when I told him about it, oh, he had a field day with that. Hey man, wait a minute. S. Hold on. You mean to tell me you took your car to be inspected and 2 hours later when you driving, all of a sudden you got a problem with the spark plugs? Man, I'm telling you right now, man, that mechanic did something to your spark plugs to get you to come back, man. How you gonna pass an inspection and all of a sudden you need a tune up or you need some spark plugs? That's some bull, man. I'm telling you right now, they set you up, man. I bet you when you drove in with your car, they were like, hey man, let's get this guy. Let's get him good. Mess his spark plugs up and make him have to come back. Cause the little bit of money he had to pay for the inspection, that's not enough. We got to get some more money out this dude, man. We got to get him.
And I'm on the other end of the phone, looking at the phone as if to say, what are you talking about? But then again, in the back of my mind, I started thinking, well, maybe he's right. Wait a minute. Why all of a sudden after the car gets inspected, all of a sudden I need a tune-up all of a sudden? I didn't need a tune-up before. What's going on? And I realized how dumb what I was saying was. This could have happened at any time. Had I gotten the car inspected 2 weeks ago, this still would have happened and I wouldn't even have thought about it. But because it happened on the same day, it was a coincidence. But not to him, it was, no, ain't no coincidence, man. Ain't no coincidence, man. I'm telling you right now. But I know it was a coincidence. But isn't it weird how we do that with cars, but we don't do that with other things? Right? Because we know that mechanics will try to upsell you. And I don't have a problem with the mechanic trying to upsell me, or any business person trying to upsell me on something if they think it's something that I need. If I go to the mechanics and I want to get something fixed, and while they're fixing something, they notice something else that is actually in need of repair. And that's happened before, where the guy showed me the part and said, this is wearing out. You'll be fine probably for a few months, but then you're going to have to come back and this might do some damage. And I said, how much is it going to cost? He told me the price. I could handle it. I said, well, get that fixed too. He said, okay, we'll take care of it. It's going to take an extra half an hour. You can sit in the lobby. You can have some donuts or some Danish and watch some TV, have some coffee. But that's okay. You know, you say you go to buy your laptop. Your computer blows up or something like that. And I've had that happen before. And you go to the store to get the computer repaired, or it can't be repaired, and you have to buy another computer. And it's okay because you've been saving money for it. You're prepared for it. You go to buy the computer, and then they try to upsell you to some other stuff. You know, if you had more RAM, you could actually do better with the computer. It would be actually faster. But you need more memory. What about a double quadruple and a quintuple? How about you add a couple, well, double this and a double that? And you think, well, I really do need a little bit more or whatever. And you, how much is it going to cost? It's going to cost this. Oh, no problem. You give them the bread and everything's fine. That's okay. But sometimes, as you've seen on every, if you have a news reporters in your town, and you all do, you've had them and you've seen them take a car to the mechanic, make sure that the part is absolutely perfect. Take the car to a master mechanic, have the person go, this part is in perfect condition. It's brand new. And if they tell you that it needs to be fixed, they're a liar. They drive to the mechanic. The mechanic goes, yeah, your quadruple quintuple is broken. You need to get that fixed. And then they bust in with the cameras. Hi, I'm John Smith with the news. And the guy goes, oh, crap. Yeah, that's right. You said the quintuple needs to be fixed, huh? Huh? Well, I have news for you. We have a master mechanic. We have some videotape right here. And then the guy goes running out, and they chase him in the car. Get away from me. I'll punch you, Mr. Reporter. And he drives off, and they knock on his door at home. Knock, knock, knock. We're here with Eyewitness News. Weren't you the guy that tried to scam?
But I don't know what you're talking about. You can talk to my lawyer.
So you know that's in the back of everybody's mind. But what about everybody else did that? What about that was a thing no matter where you went? Wouldn't that be kind of weird? And I'm starting to wonder about my friend who's the conspiracy theorist guy. He's miserable a lot of the time because he just can't stop thinking everybody's trying to scam him. He's really one of those dudes where if you're in his core group of friends, and I am in his core group of friends, he trusts you completely. If I called him up right now and said, yo, give me your social security number for something, he'd go, oh, okay, 885-8987, and he would just tell me the numbers because he trusts me. But if somebody else looks at him more than 1/10 of a second, look at that guy over there, he's trying to set us up for some robbery, he's trying to set us up, drive around the block 12 times, okay, drive around the block 12 times, and then roll down the window and go, hey, let's head to the police station, because he's going to think we're going to the police station, and then they're not going to try to rob us. That's what we need to do, because it's a scam. He's trying to get us, he's trying to get us good, man. That dude's trying to get us, he's trying to get us good. And I'm in a constant state of trying to calm him down. I grew up in near / the hood as well, so I'm suspicious of people, but I'm not as suspicious as this brother, because you can't be that suspicious of everybody. Everybody's not trying to scam you. You got to watch out for yourself. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you, but everybody's not trying to scam you. Some are, but not everybody. Not everybody, because if the world was as bad as he thought it was, you wouldn't even want to walk outside. He thinks that every mechanic is trying to scam you. Every mechanic is not trying to scam you. Some do, but not all. He thinks everybody outside's trying to rob you. There are criminals outside, but the majority of people are actually pretty good. You do have to watch out for people who are scammers, but you don't want to have your whole existence sitting there thinking everybody is scamming. Trust but verify, right? Now, I'm not dumb. I'm not going to run to get, I don't smoke, but if I smoked, I wouldn't run to a Stop and Go store. And if you're familiar, like I got to explain to this to people who are outside of the United States, a Stop and Go store is a store in the hood that basically sells just enough food to be able to sell alcohol and cigarettes. And they sell really high powered beer, the kind of beer where if you're not used to drinking it, when you do drink it, the next thing you know, somebody's waking you up and you're like, why am I on the sidewalk in front of the place where I bought the beer? And why is it Thursday now? I started drinking this beer on Tuesday. That type of beer, right? And basically, those places are basically just kind of robbery centers. If you walk into that place, you literally might as well just bust yourself in the head and throw your money in the middle of the street because you have a 25% chance of getting robbed if you're at those places late at night. So I get it. We grew up in a neighborhood like that. So he's suspicious to the extreme. I'm suspicious to the point where I'm not going to let it disrupt my life, but I do watch people. But if it was as bad as he said, you know, just imagine if it really was as bad as he said. Imagine if you couldn't trust anybody, right? Just like a mechanic that I just explained would say that a part that's not broken is broken. I can imagine going to the doctor's office and you're basically just going there for a checkup, or maybe you pulled a muscle or maybe you broke a finger or something like that, and the guy runs some tests, right? And then he goes, yeah, listen, I know you just came in here for your broken finger, but we took some blood and your cholesterol is a little high, man. Your cholesterol is a little high. And I think that you need to take this medicine. Well, I'm looking at the numbers here. According to, remember you actually just drew blood, you know, like 2 weeks ago, and you said that my cholesterol was very good. And I remember I became a vegetarian in the interim. So I'm not even, I can't imagine how my cholesterol, but no. There must have been some lard in some of them salads. So I'm thinking that maybe you need to take this medicine that you need to take. You need to take this medicine. This is the cholesterol lowering medicine. Well, I'm looking at my paperwork and it says here my cholesterol is fine. No. That's wrong paperwork. Let me crumble it up, throw it in the trash can. You're gonna have. I looked at some tests that were not on this paper. So you're definitely gonna have to pay for this medicine, the deductible. You know, you don't have to go through the counter and give the money to the pharmacist. You can just give the $50 to me. I'll take that and I'll put out. I'll take care of that for you. You know. Well, it's really not really weird. Normally, doctors don't take the $50 deductible. Yeah, well, most doctors don't have aren't part of this new plan that you definitely should not tell anybody else about this. Just between you and me, you give me the $50. Well, it says on the paper here that the deductible is actually $20. What's with the other $30? No, that's a typo. The typo. Yeah, they'll definitely give me the $50. Don't tell anybody about it because you. Right? And my friend would go, hey, man, I knew your cholesterol wasn't no high, man. I knew the doctor. He's trying to scam you, man. The doctor's trying to get you, man. He's trying to get you, man. The doctor's trying to get you. He's trying to get you, man. The doctor's trying to get you. The doctor's trying to get you, man. You know what I'm saying? You probably don't even have any cholesterol in your body. You probably put that cholesterol in your body when you weren't looking. The doctor's trying to get you, man. The world is not as bad as my friend thinks it is. The world is not as bad as my friend thinks it is. Even today, I'm still trying to convince him that when I get my tune up tomorrow, that it's not the mechanic's fault that the car needed to tune up. I just imagine if I'm in a car accident tomorrow. Hey, man, you probably knew you wouldn't come back for the tune up. He probably knew that you were going to have your friend put the spark plugs in. So what he decided to do was he was like, wait a minute. How come S. Anthony didn't come back to get this tune up? I told him he needed a tune up. How come S. Anthony didn't come back to get the tune up? You know what? Crash into his car tomorrow. If you see him on the road, crash into him. Because if he ain't gonna come back for a tune-up, he daggone sure is gonna come back here for some body work. Crash into him. Good. Don't hurt him, though. We like him. But crash into him, okay? Give him a fender bender. In fact, crash into his car when he's not in the car. Smack up the back of the car. I'm gonna get some money out of him. I didn't get enough money with the damn inspection. I only got the kind of money for the, I need to get the money. Hey, it's Anthony, man. He's trying to get you. The world isn't as bad as some people would make you think it is. Now, if you turn on the news, you will see that there's a lot of people out there acting wild. But if you really think about this from the grand scheme of things, right? The news is designed to give you information about the things that are of interest to you, the things that are usually aberrations. Because if you look outside, if you walk outside your door, do you see all the people acting as wild as you see on the news? Of course not. If it was the norm, it wouldn't be on the news. It's on the news because it's a unique situation. Now, when I see crime on the news, I know that I've seen it. In the past 2 years, on two occasions, I've been really, really close to shootouts that had nothing to do with me. I'm driving down the street and across over there, some dudes were shooting at each other. I didn't even know where the shooting was coming from. I just saw a bunch of people running in the other direction. So I did what any wise person would do, quick U-turn and the hell out of there. And there was another place. I was in a store and these two dudes were shooting at each other in the parking lot. I told the person behind the store, could you close the door so they don't come in here? Oh, that's a good idea, sir. I'm like, yeah, it's a good idea to lock the doors so the people outside shooting at each other don't come running in here. That's always a good idea, right? Because there were people standing by the window looking at them like, what are you doing? There's this new thing called getting behind things or the deflecting bullets. You notice how me and the other people who are not stupid are standing behind walls and metal things, right? It might not necessarily stop the bullets, but it'll probably deflect them much more than you putting your face to the glass windows. Right? But even in that particular situation, I realized those two things are aberrations. Once again, neither one of them had anything to do with me. There were some other people. I just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I couldn't even see the people doing the shooting. I could just hear the bullets and tell that they were close by. But even in those situations, I realized that the world, like I said, the world's not as bad as people think it is. There's some people that don't live in or near the hood, and they don't even understand what the concept of that is. But for the most part, like I said, the world's a better place than you think it is. But you always have to be cognizant of the fact that there are people who are pieces of crap, and we must be aware of the people who are pieces of crap. Because every once in a while, my conspiracy theorist friend will have a conspiracy theory, and the crap will be true. The crap will be true. There was a friend of ours that was dating a lady and she was acting a little shady. And I wasn't really paying that much attention to his relationship because I don't pay attention that much attention to somebody else's relationship. And my friend started noticing patterns. Hey, man, your girl, man. I'm telling you, man, your girl, man. She's doing something, man. She's trying to get you, man. I'm telling you, she's trying to get you. You better watch your girl, man. She's trying to get you, man. She's trying to get you. And we're looking at him and I'm sitting there going, what is this guy with the conspiracy theories? But then I started, he explained what was going on. And I realized, I said, oh man, I'm not even a conspiracy theorist guy. And that kind of looks and sounds plausible. Maybe you should pay more attention. Captain Conspiracy over here may be right this time, right? So the guy starts to pay a little more attention to what his girlfriend's doing. And her patterns did change a little bit because they were having kind of a rough patch. And we really didn't think that they would have they belonged together in the first place. They were such a mixed match couple that we were kind of surprised they stayed together as long as they did. And he started to watch the patterns of what she was doing. Coming home later than necessary. Changes in behavior. Even though I don't care about somebody else's romantic life, he was letting us know that certain things weren't happening as much. Or if at all, if you understand what I'm saying, things where clothes are off and that wasn't happening, right? All of a sudden, she would be going out wearing the kind of underwear she would wear to entice him. Now all of a sudden, she's wearing it. I just want to feel sexy under my clothes. Yeah, sure you do, right? He found a matchbook for a hotel in a coat, right? And all of a sudden she's taking phone calls in the other room. It was annoying to him when she would talk on the phone right next to him when watching the movie. But now she's taking phone calls in the other room with the door closed. And she said that she was just doing it out of consideration for him, but he could hear the giggling and he could see the little smile that she used to have on her face when she saw him coming up the street. Now she has that on her face when she walks out of the bedroom after she's finishing her phone call. It's not that I just talked to my girlfriend and we had a great time smile. Oh, heck no, it wasn't. It was the you know what I'm talking about. So what did he do? What did he do? He let her go and he told her, yeah, I'm going to be late for work. I'm sorry, I'm going to be at work late. And she said, oh, and she got a little too excited about the fact that he'd be coming home. And she wanted to know exactly when he's going to be coming home. And he told her when he was going to be coming home. But he lied. He took the day off. Oh, yeah. We just driving around town, watching movies, killing some time. and then he decided to come back home about 3 or 4 hours earlier than normal. And he noticed the parking spot next to her car was another car, and it wasn't the car of anybody that lived in the building. Not a problem. Somebody could be visiting somebody else. And they'd be, why are they playing all of that? Wait, wait a second. Those are the songs she plays when I, wait a second. She's playing romantic music and the lights are off. Wait a second, right? And he eases up the steps of the apartment and he kind of creeps, opens the door slowly, walks in there, and he hears the kind of music she used to play when they did some stuff. And it's coming from the El Rumo de, it's coming from the bedroom, my friend. And he opens up the door. And let me put it to you this way. He didn't like what he saw. Well, he liked one of the things he saw. He saw her naked. Unfortunately, he didn't like the other thing he saw, some other dude naked. Right? And there was a big hullabaloo. I'm not going to say what happened, but it rhymes with he beat that guy down and threw him out in his drawers and threw his clothes over the banister and said, if I see you here again, I'm going to, well, you know what he said. And she looked at him and he looked at her and she looked at him and he looked at her and he goes, well, I can't believe you did that to me. And then, oh, you're never here. And all that kind of crap. This is him telling us the story, by the way. We weren't there for that crap, right? And my conspiracy theorist friend, even though he was sad that his our other friend's relationship had fallen apart, he was sad genuinely. There was a little bit of a smile on his face. Not because he was glad something happened bad happened to his friend, because he was not. He genuinely was not. He was happy because finally his conspiracy theory was correct. You do have to be careful about what's going on around you. You do. You have to watch the people around you sometimes, because sometimes it's a person that's close to you that's the one that's going to do the harmful thing. You don't expect that because they're close to you. But you do have to be careful. You have to trust but verify in many cases. You can trust your neighbors for the most part. Trust but verify. And when you're dealing with people in the world, for the most part, you can trust but verify. Don't be a sucker. But don't be a conspiracy theorist either. Facts are facts. Okay? So all I'm saying, my friends, is I know that there are times when the world makes you feel like everybody's untrustworthy. And there's definitely just enough untrustworthy people where you have to keep on your toes. But don't let them make you miserable. Don't let them beat you down. Don't let it get so deep into your head that even when you're home chilling by yourself or hanging out with the people that you care about, that is still hanging heavy on you. Don't let that happen. Okay? That's all I want to say. Uncle S has spoken. Folks, this has been episode number 174 of the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Much love to you all. Thank you to the new listeners. And once again, there's people coming over here from, they're listening to me on YouTube Music because that's where the podcast is now, in addition to Spotify and all the other kind of places. So to the new people, thank you. To the people that have been listening to me for a decade, much love to you. Thank you. To the people listening to me in my home country of the United States, thank you. To the people listening to me in other countries around the world, I see you. Much love to you as well. If you love this podcast, and you do, do me a favor and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you love this podcast, and you do, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to this podcast. I would appreciate it. If you love this podcast, and you do, make sure that if you see me on social media, that you share links directed back to this podcast so we can have as many people listening to this podcast as possible. I would appreciate that. Much love to you all. I will see you again next week, my friends. S. Anthony out.